This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian forces are continuing their push for the Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, a prime target for Moscow in eastern Ukraine. AP correspondent Sarah Naffa reports.
Ukrainian units destroyed two key bridges just outside Bakhmut, including one linking it to the nearby town of Chasiv Yar, along the last remaining Ukrainian resupply route, according to UK military intelligence officials and other Western analysts. The Institute for the Study of War, a Washington-based think tank, assessed that Kiev's actions may point to a looming pullout from parts of the city. It said Ukrainian troops may conduct a limited and controlled withdrawal from particularly difficult sections of eastern Bakhmut, while seeking to inhibit Russian movement there and limit exit routes to the west. I'm Sarah Naffa.
Pope Francis on Sunday called on authorities to stop human traffickers operating in the Mediterranean as he expressed sorrow for last week's migrant boat disaster in which dozens of people were killed in southern Italy.
Manifesto il mio apprezzamento e la mia gratitudine alla popolazione locale.
He said, I renew my appeal to prevent such tragedies from happening again. May traffickers of human beings be stopped, the Pope said in his weekly address to crowds in St. Peter's Square. Local authorities said 70 bodies had so far been recovered from the boat. The migrants had departed from Turkey and were from countries including Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iran, Somalia, and Syria. Syria's foreign ministry on Sunday condemned a surprise visit by the United States' top military officer to an army base in the Kurdish-held northeast, dubbing it illegal, state media said. In his snap visit Saturday, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley met U.S. troops stationed in areas of war-torn Syria under the control of the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces. This is VOA News. Negotiators from more than 100 countries completed a U.N. treaty late on Saturday aimed at protecting the high seas. A long-awaited step environmental groups say will help reverse marine biodiversity loss. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
The legally binding pact to conserve and ensure the sustainable use of ocean biodiversity has been under discussion for 15 years.
Good evening-ish.
This is UN Conference President Rina Lee at the end of a marathon day of talks.
The ship has reached the shore.
The treaty is seen as a crucial component in global efforts to bring 30% of the world's land and sea under protection by the end of the decade. Very little of the high seas, which are outside national jurisdictions, are subject to any protection.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Greece's prime minister on Sunday asked for forgiveness from the families of the 57 dead in the nation's worst rail disaster as thousands of furious protesters rallied in Athens and clashed with police. Quote, as prime minister, I owe it to everyone, but especially to the victims' relatives, to ask for forgiveness, Kyriakos Mitsotakis wrote in a message addressed to the nation ahead of a memorial service in Athens. He said, for Greece in 2023, two trains heading in different directions cannot run on the same line and no one noticed. The crash between passenger and freight trains near the city of Larissa on Tuesday has sparked widespread outrage across Greece. Proposals in the U.S. for restoring voting rights for felons are among the few very election-related changes in the country with strong partisan support. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
At least 14 states have introduced proposals this year on felon voting rights, according to the Brennan Center for Justice. Nebraska requires a two-year wait after the completion of a felony sentence before someone can register. Democratic State Senator Justin Wayne wants to end that.
Study after study have shown when you engage people and get them actively involved in the community, particularly around politics, the recidivism rate drops.
More than 4.6 million people in the U.S. are disenfranchised because of a felony conviction, according to the Sentencing Project. I'm Julie Walker.
Dozens of Israeli Air Force reservists said Sunday they would not turn up for a training day in protest against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's judicial reforms, a jolt for the country whose diverse military is meant to be apolitical. In a letter circulated to local media, 37 pilots and navigators from a squadron said they would skip drills scheduled for Wednesday. I'm Joe Ramsey.